This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are joined now by Ralph of the Indonesian Film Festival. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Jason.
It's good to have you back with us once again. Another year's gone so fast.
It has indeed. So here we are, and the film festival is starting on the 9th of April and running through to the 18th.
It truly is our 10th year now.
Yeah, 10th anniversary.
When you stop and think about that, do you feel excited or do you feel just sheer exhaustion?
I feel old.
Remind us, Ralph, who's involved each year and how is the committee formed?
Well, the committee is basically a bunch of students, idealistic students, who have got together to run this event each year. We run it at ACME in Federation Square, so it's accessible to everyone.
It's a rotating group of students each time, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah, so no one sticks around each year. It's all a complete, like, new perspective of things.
Some of us do stick around.
Yeah, well, you don't.
See, I'm
you
still here.
You don't get
here.
To go anywhere.
No.
Okay, cool. Now, film selection, is it something that everyone that's part of the crew gets a say in, or does the audience dictate what's played at each festival, or do you just purely go for the ones that are the most popular films that have been screened over the last year? Here in Indonesia?
It's a mix of things. We go for the high-profile ones, the ones that really stick out, and then we have a vote on it.
Because I've learned quite a lot of Indonesian film in the last couple of months in preparation for the festival, and, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of films that are released in Indonesia each year, but they don't always get the best representation outside of Indonesia, do they? Like, distribution and things aren't... It's not really a strong point for the industry, is it?
No, they haven't been picked up outside of Indonesia, but also they haven't been promoted as they should be by the Indonesians themselves.
Yeah. Isn't it strange that, like, it's such a huge country of such a massive population, and you would expect that there'd be Indonesians all over the globe that would love to see film and go back to, you know, maybe even get a bit homesick and want to check out some local films, but they're not that accessible, really.
No, but they've just formed the Indonesian Film Board over there, which fulfills the same function as the boards we have here, like, what is it, Screen Victoria?
Okay. Tell us about the balancing act. How do you have enough time to present all the good stuff from Indonesia that's around each year? And how hard is it to get the right mix of, you know, comedies, dramas, documentaries? Because I've seen the selection, and it seems it's quite a diverse mix of films that are on offer. But, yeah, how hard is it to cater for everyone?
It's basically coming down to what's produced.
Yep.
So you do get some years which are very heavy on comedy.
Yep.
And other years tend to have really cutting-edge documentaries.
Okay.
So we just pick the best of the bunch.
And so what's the feel this year? Like, over, say, 2014 to now, what's been popular in Indonesia?
Within Indonesia?
Yeah, like, are the comedies, you know, taking center stage?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, popularity.
Really comedy, yeah?
Comedies have been the most popular within Indonesia, yes.
Okay. And is it the same kind of film houses that are making these movies each time? Or, you know, is there a particular actor that stands out as someone that's, you know, doing the comedy rounds?
Yes, there are some familiar faces, and some of those you can actually see at this film festival here in Melbourne.
All right. Well, how about we have a chat about the movies that are on at this year's festival? We might as well kick off with a couple of the comedies.
You can go see the film called 724, which deals with the 7 days and 24 hours that a married couple spend together in a hospital room.
Oh, okay.
That leads to some comical situations.
Right.
We've got another comedy called Get Married.
Okay.
Or When Are You Getting Married?
I'm seeing a theme here.
The challenging gender roles within Indonesia for women.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure for women to get married or to fulfill the role of a husband or mother.
Okay.
So some of our films tackle that from a comedy angle as well as some of the more dramatic angles.
So is it the kind of thing we're exploring? Obviously, young women have a choice to be able to do anything they want to do with their time and, you know, move up the corporate ladder, that kind of thing, or they have to choose between that and being mum, you know, stay-at-home mum. Is that what that, movie's exploring?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's a common theme, yes.
How about something serious, if you want to go and see something thought-provoking?
Okay, I would suggest going to see Jalanan.
Right, yeah.
Jalanan, or Street Side, as it's called in English, is a documentary by Daniel Ziv, who's lived in Indonesia for ages, so he knows the territory really well, and it explores the street culture, particularly the street musicians, how they live there. As you might know, in Indonesia, there's no social security, there's no safety net. So if you're unemployed, if you're poor, if you've got no home,
you've got a lot of trouble, yeah.
You've got a lot of trouble, yeah.
Right.
So these these homeless people in Indonesia, they support themselves by playing music.
Right.
And collecting a few pennies for that. So they're not like beggars.
Yeah, but they're working they're doing where they can.
Yeah, yeah. And right. Daniel Zivs picked these guys, these people up and taken them under his wing and nurtured their dreams. And with this film, he's not only shown what they go through, but he's also given them a chance to improve their livelihood.
Okay. Melbourne seems to have quite a decent local Indonesian community. I was going to say residency. You're on the ball. It's something like 50,000 that live in Melbourne.
Yeah, we'd like to see them all at ACMI next week.
It would be fantastic. And but for that point, it seems like it's the only time each year that local Indonesians or, you know, any film buffs that are interested in the Indonesian film industry have a chance to actually see Indonesian films in Melbourne, right? Like, you can't just go down to any cinema during the year and see Indonesian flicks. There's no one doing it, right?
No, apart from the Melbourne International Film Festival does tend to screen at least one Indonesian feature every year.
Okay, yeah.
But since Indonesian films are not regularly being screened commercially outside of Indonesia, no, you don't get to see many.
All right, Indonesian Film Festival, how do we find out more about tickets, venues, screenings?
Right, so the venue is ACMI in Federation Square, and it's happening from the 9th of April to the 18th of April, nightly, and the tickets can be purchased at the ACMI box office or online from the ACMI website.
Easy, and you're on all the social media as well, aren't you?
Yeah, any Google search will turn up information about the Indonesian Film Festival in Melbourne.
The Indonesian Film Festival 2015, iffaustralia.com, and make sure you do check out our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, because we'll keep posting all the info that you need. Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.